Have you been in a long distance relationship?
I don't think there's any. They exist.
I don't think so.
No, they do.
It's a facade.
No, it's not. Stop projecting, guys.
I think that long distance relationships are a figment of our imagination.
It's true. And then the problem. Oh wow.
All right, so this is the Win episode. My name's G Money. Have we started?
It's you next. Ashley.
And Andy Young.
Yes.
Is it because of how
it was a standoff. No, I'm playing Calvin's part today.
Yeah,
you're all in trouble.
So, because he never says his name.
Yeah, Win episode, right? Guys, I have to share this video with you, and then we talk about it, right?
Okay.
All right.
I'm either dating a shapeshifter, a man who can teleport, or a ghost, because as I was spewing in the mud at Soulfest dancing to the song Nairobi, I saw a familiar face. That face was something that I had seen over and over again. I looked closely and thought, this can't be my man. I thought I drove him to the airport a few months ago. Who had I been FaceTiming? Who has been calling me in the middle of the night telling me it's time difference? It has been so hard to communicate with him. And there he was, wearing the shoes that I bought for him, in the shirt that I bought for him as a parting gift, dancing to the song Nairobi with another girl called Susie. I had been asking him about Susie for days and days on, and he had been denying, saying, oh, she's just a best friend. And there he was, dancing with his so-called best friend. I decided that I was going to be the drama that night. How was I dating a man who was abroad, and here he was? Nairobi love is going to be the end of me.
Yeah. Nairobi love is going to be the end of me. Discuss.
First of all, props to this baby, because she must have been an amazing essay writer back in school.
Right.
Because it felt like she was reading her own composition in front of class.
It felt like a story.
Yeah.
It felt like one of those, you know how in high school people used to go in front of judges?
My parents,
students, judges.
Yeah.
So it feels
like that.
There's two angles I think we look at there.
Mm-hmm.
A, is that actually true? It's her truth. So let's not
Let's assume it's true.
Yeah, it's fine.
It sounded a bit cappy to me, but let's assume it's true, right?
Yeah.
Secondly, bruh, that man is like Empire Strikes Back. That is Darth Vader right there. He smashed it.
Too good.
But then he's not so good. I mean, is he too good? So the story is long distance relationship. She's dropped him to the airport. My man's obviously either not gone or come back into the country
and not said a word.
Be FaceTiming her through the night and be like, yo, time difference, man. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I love it.
Yeah.
This guy has energy. Like, he has the time.
He has all the areas checked, bro.
He has the time.
So my question is this, right? Does she forgive him? And also, she thought she was in a long-distance relationship.
Clearly not.
Well, I mean, it's far
no,
from
she was in it with Susie as well. Susie was part of the relationship. Yes. She just didn't know.
Yes, she was long distance.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, right? Long distance relationships basically really allow for a lot of misbehavior. That's the right word. But are you telling me, that this guy would have been so stupid to go Soulfest? But then again, Soulfest was jammed.
But also, it was jammed. But also, I'm sure this babe told him, I'm going to Soulfest.
Like,
so why the hell would you be caught, you know, basically pants down with Susie at Soulfest?
Here's another theory. My man was tired of hiding.
He said, fuck it, I want to have a good time.
Yeah, again, he knew that she was going to be there at the event.
Yes.
Right.
And there's no, you've worked so hard to only mess up so massively at the very end.
Especially
it doesn't
in a place
make any sense.
Where you could hide.
Yeah.
Exactly. And no, actually, you can't even hide over there, because you don't know if her friends are there, if her friends are going to see you.
Oh,
I'm assuming if someone is creeping and you're trying to move in such a way that your shoddy wouldn't find out where you are, you wouldn't be in public. You wouldn't risk it being seen by any of her friends. Yeah.
I feel
like he was like, you know what? It's time.
Right.
Let me just be out there.
In real sense, maybe Susie was the meme.
That's another one.
Right?
Yeah.
And
then
this babe was a side. So it got to a point she was just like, if Susie, my main, has told me we have to go for Soulfest together, I can't really burn that bridge. We gotta go for Soulfest. This one, if you try my cars.
My man is too good. He has us questioning everything.
But also, like, she was like, the shoes that I bought him, the shirt I bought him as a party.
That was
gift.
A statement.
Like, I didn't like that.
Why? Why didn't you like
because
it?
Because I'm like, yo, so you bought him the shoes. Why are you, like, telling us?
She's now entitled to yeah. say
oh, Kanye,
something.
He's only supposed to wear those shoes when he's with you.
I mean, if you think about it, you've done so many things for someone, and then... because maybe you feel a certain type of way. You don't usually do these things. Mm. But because you are in that space with this person,
right.
you decide, let me go all out. Let me do the things that I don't usually do, maybe. Mm. And just because I love this guy, right, show him that, you know, I care about you.
Yeah.
He's a little something. Mm. I'd be excited about that.
Right.
So now you find out that, oh, there's someone else in the picture. Or I don't now understand what's been... I don't even know who I'm dealing with anymore.
Right.
Those things are going to come... You're being emotional right now. Right. Like, the
Facts.
Shoes I bought you, everything I did for you.
Right.
I took you to the airport, god damn it.
Facts.
Yeah, but you know what? I also blame her.
Why?
Because you took him to the airport. What you should have done is parked your car in the parking silo and walked with him to the departure gate and said goodbye while he walks inside.
Like, no one's, see him checking in.
Yeah, walk in. You dropped him and pick off.
Yo, G, what do you do? What do you do if you are bluffing, bro? And what do you do if you're the guy and you are bluffing and she takes you until the check-in point? What are you going to do?
The thing is, remember, at JKA, when you go into that, if it's international, when you go into departures, right, you go through the small door and you walk to the check-in desk.
The check-in area.
You can actually come back out the other side.
True.
You can come back out the other side.
What about
and usually the
flights?
Lines are crazy, right? So you can just stand in line and be like, bye. Unless she's patient enough to actually stand there and see you giving your baggage and see you like the
man
given
probably
your ticket.
Not even got a ticket.
He probably doesn't have a ticket.
Probably didn't even have a passport then we came.
But by the way, like, I mean, so as we extend it, right? Yeah. Long distance relationship. Has any of you guys ever been in long distance relationship?
Oh, yes,
oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what? Have you been in a long distance relationship? You? I don't think they
have you been in a long distance relationship?
I don't think there's any they exist.
I don't think so.
No, they do.
It's a facade.
No, it's not. Stop projecting, guys.
I think that long distance relationships are a figment of our imagination.
It's true.
And then,
the problem oh wow. The problem is
it's finished. You know that's the attack.
Yeah. So the problem is when you're in the relationship, you know there's something off. And you're very clear about something being off.
Guys,
but you never want
I'll tell you this. Yeah.
When I was in a long distance relationship, you know, we used to talk every single night. We used to have movie nights on Saturdays and Fridays. You know, the full shebang. Yeah. But there was this one neighbor who I kept asking about, and is this like, no, we're just neighbors, we got very friendly, blah blah. I went through that phone. How am I seeing pictures of that same neighbor in a towel in his kitchen?
And so what? It doesn't change that
doesn't
she's the neighbor.
Cheating.
Yeah. When her status changes now that you've seen some steamy photos.
That means he's cheating.
Yeah,
maybe,
Ashley, stop jumping into conclusions.
Maybe the hot water in her apartment broke down.
Yeah, and he needed to offer some services.
Also,
you know?
The Lulu is a Salulu for real.
Also, also, maybe she slept over and had a shower.
Yeah.
And in
they
the spare
had
room.
A shower.
Innocent,
you know,
until proven guilty.
Let me tell you, you know, I have a spare room at home,
yeah? Yeah.
Now, let's assume that you slept in my spare room.
Yes.
And then you came out of the spare room after you had your shower.
Yes.
And went to the kitchen, you had a towel on. And Andy walks in. Andy might assume, well, go on here.
But will you be taking a picture of me in my towel?
If you're comfortable. Oh, the OnlyFans.
And have you seen how this place looks like? The lighting is amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah, the aesthetics are there. Come on.
Come
you'd be a fool not to.
You're really trying to gaslight me.
You'd be a fool not to.
That's what we're doing for the sake of the man who is long distance. Don't be fooled.
Let me tell you, there are some really nice things about long distance relationships.
Like
right?
cheating.
Like cheating.
So there we go. thank you. But, I won't lie, I was also moving a little mad, you know.
But
you know.
Oh, so wow. So what was the rant about, bro?
It wasn't a rant. Anyway, I was proceeding.
No, but you see, like you mentioned about movie nights, because I remember like how in my experience it was like there were nights when you'd have music, right?
Mm.
And it's be on the phone or whatever, yeah. And just be playing music and drinking at the same time.
Mm.
But I think that a long distance relationship is like an iPhone.
Okay.
So you see on an iPhone, you can turn off notifications. I think in a long distance relationship, you turn off fidelity.
Oh man,
you turn off
wireless fidelity.
There's a switch. It's not a notification. It's how you switch off. You turn off the sound.
Bro, let me tell you. Do you know one of the hardest
flight
things? Flight mode, exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know one of the hardest things about long distance relationship is having that face to face conversation when you know you've cheated. You know.
Okay.
It's
let
hard.
Let me represent the
not
guys.
That I've done it.
No, let me represent the population who have had successful long distance relationships because I've had one.
Okay.
I've had one. Ashley, stop projecting, man. Uta burn. Some of us, my very first relationship was a long distance relationship, uh-huh. And it worked. I mean, neither of us wanted it to be the way it was, but tulijipata kwenye situation already. So we accepted it. We're in different counties, and we just happened to be at a place where we're like, you know what, we can still try this, we can still do this.
Counties.
Yes.
Not countries.
Counties, yes.
See, you're a stone throw away from each other.
No! Ashley, like, stop making that assumption. It's not that easy to jump from one county to another. Bro, it's hard to go to Rongai.
True.
It's hard to go to Thika Road.
By the way, people in Rongai are in long distance relationships.
Wow. You know.
Even when they live together.
Ashley, it takes you 4 hours or 3.5 to 4 hours to drive from Nairobi to Meru. Are you going to do that just to see the love of your life in a? And this
they
is at a time where
do
you don't have
me.
A car. You don't have a car, and you might not have the money to fuel a car to go and see them.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
Exactly.
There are people in Nairobi who are in long distance relationships. One party lives in Kilimani, the other person lives in Kilileshwa, and it's still a long distance relationship.
Exactly. So they can work, but you'd have to just be honest with yourself.
No,
if you're about... Okay, I'll give you an example of a close friend of mine who she got into a relationship with someone, and immediately they got into that relationship, they had to drift apart. Now, different countries, different parts
right,
of the world,
right.
For whatever reasons. And she was telling me that both of them had to sit down and have a conversation about how will this long-distance relationship function. They had to redefine their own terms. What is cheating?
Mm.
What is not cheating? What is space like? What does this long-distance mean for us?
I know a guy who got married very recently, actually. And he got married. You know him as well. Our guy, we won't mention his name. And the wife's gone to live in Australia. You get me?
Mm.
And it's like... They got married because they're in love. It's like, you know, let's not wait until you get back from studies or whatever. Just let's get married before you go. I think that's brave.
It is.
That's
very,
real brave.
Very, very.
I think he'll keep it real, though. I think he'll keep it real.
Again, at the end of the day, it's how honest you are first with yourself and with your partner, with your person. Because if you lie to yourself, that me, I can do this knowing very well that you cannot, then you're setting yourself up and you're setting somebody else's daughter up for nothing. And then hell hath no fury, and it becomes part of that vicious cycle. You know, men cheat, long distance relationships don't work.
I mean, women cheat too.
Yes, everybody cheats, bro. Everybody cheats. But now you see, what's the point then?
Of cheating,
no,
it's fun.
No, no. If you know you're
some
going to cheat,
you know.
Then just be honest about it from the jump. Like, tell her, hey, me, I'm going to be honest. I have physical needs that I'd love met.
Right.
And this long distance, I like you, yes, I'd still want to do this, but I also would not want to ignore the elephant in the room.
Whoever does that.
And that's why we need now to have these conversations.
Valid point.
These conversations are not being had.
Whoever does that.
I agree with Andy to an extent. I really feel that like in a relationship, you should be so clear about what you want and what you expect.
Valid point. But I feel like also from personal experience, right?
Mm.
I have had conversations with someone I've seen, and I was just like, listen, if you want to see other people, let me know so that we can do things very differently, but I'm still gonna be yours. Like, this is, we're still gonna be exclusive in our own shit. Mm. But as long as I know, like, you're out there doing your own thing, I can also go out there and do my own thing. That was turned over
it's
to
a double edged sword that most niggas are not ready to
they
talk
don't
about.
Wanna do, exactly, yeah. They don't want to do
wanna
it.
Talk about it. Yeah.
But they'll still go around and fuck around and then come back and gaslight, right? And when you even tell them, listen, didn't I tell you if you, it was as simple as telling me if you want to see other people,
let me know. Yeah.
Then we can do the things differently, but we'll still be together.
Yeah.
Gaslighting comes into play. Mm. People, men, let me be specific, men want to have their cake and eat it too, right?
Yes.
Is that the whatever?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
They want to have the cake, cook the cake, bake
no,
the cake, everything.
Yeah,
I
you
disagree.
Know, and have
happy
it
birthday,
too.
Austin.
It's a power
on that
thing
note,
as well,
day.
I think.
I disagree.
It's
cake,
a power ego thing, I think, as well.
I disagree. I think men, they don't want to have their cake and eat it. I think that men want to have their cake and just want, like, a little dessert. Like, you get, like...
But I've given you the dessert. I've given you the dessert. I've given you the cake.
Thinking, no,
you
listen.
No, you are part of the dessert.
I am the cake.
No, you are part of the dessert.
You
are
some,
not the complete
you know the
dessert.
Thing. You're not a crust. So, like I'm saying, no, like...
Damn, that's an interesting one.
I keep saying, right? It's like, look at it this way, right? Even men who cheat, right?
Mm.
Even men who cheat, and I'll be honest with you, if a man out there has 10 girls, right?
Mm.
He's a hoe. Right?
Yeah.
Mm.
He's a hoe and he's in the streets and whatever it is. And there are people like that out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, but the average man, and I can speak for myself, like, end of the day, like, even when I was in committed relationships and I cheated, I wasn't cheating with like 10 people. It was like one other person or two.
Still now that's
hoe.
Even worse than
no.
I mean.
You're still a hoe, yes.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You
don't
have more
your,
than one.
You don't have your cake and eat it.
Is this
but I have another perspective because as a guy, say I'm dating Ashley, I'll know, okay, if I bring in girl X, then girl X is going to compliment Ashley.
And I'll probably take her from you.
And it's fine. Let's, Kwanza, now that is what I want.
See?
That is what I want. But now, how many girls think like you and how many men would be brave enough and honest enough to sit down and have that open conversation with you? Not so many. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean that you stop trying or now you return the favor?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, end of the day, well, you still have to keep doing your thing. Keep that communication thing going.
Oh, my God. Imagine you cheat and then she's taken from you by your wife.
Yep.
Oh, my God. God.
It's called the Mercedes experience.
The Mercedes. Wow.
Yeah. If ever it happens, I will find that if ever I'm in a serious relationship or if I get married and I find out like my husband is cheating or my boyfriend is cheating, I will look for that woman and I will take her from you.
Do you know, sadly, I have seen Ashley do this, bro. Ashley can be a very good wingman or a very bad wingman.
Usually it's on
a
my
very,
fault though.
A very good wingman. Because she can actually play that part very properly.
Right.
But that's the problem. She can play it a bit too well. Because, bro, there's one time I caught her in the act. She didn't see me. But me, I saw her. There was a babe who was trying to finesse me. But then we got to a place where I think it was just the two of them they were talking. I wasn't in the picture. And then coming back, I didn't want to interrupt them because I had just walked into them. They hadn't seen me yet. So I decided, let me just stand here. I don't know what they're doing or talking about, so I don't want to make it look like I was eavesdropping, so let me just chill over here. Bro, let me tell you how I saw Ashley finessing that babe. And I'm like, I thought she was here for, like, Ashley, you're supposed to wingman this for me and her too. You can't be the one doing now the snatching away from, you know. And I've seen that happen not just once. Ashley is a sniper, bro.
No.
So when you send Ashley as your wingman, be ready for a 50-50 thing.
No, wait.
You either get the girl or she will take the girl.
Wait.
We need some clarity here.
Firstly, I just know what women want, right? I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm gonna take them home. We're not yet here anyway. But
That's really very clear. She does not take them home, but she will snatch them out of your universe.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I had the same thing was happening to me during Double Sided Tape. Watch it every Sunday at midday sometimes. Nimrod was saying how I was flirting with someone. In real life, I wasn't flirting with someone. I'm just a great conversationalist.
Jimani, you believe me, right? I'd have no reason to lie, right? She was flirting, bro. I was even telling this guy she was shooting from deep. Like, it was a performance. I was impressed.
She was the ultimate cock blocker without a cock.
I've actually been told I have mad riz. Think in about everyone's. It.
She was actually cock blocking the actual cock.
Listen, this is the whatever episode. My name is G Money.
Ashley, really? We're going to keep doing this?
Andy Young.